Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Big refund, big project, big savings at Menards. Turn your tax refund into your next big project. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think when you do it yourself. Get free estimates fast using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Honored to have Dr. Catherine Ramsland on the show today. We're talking about the connection between suicide and serial killers. When you have individuals like this, and some write notes, some do not, it seems far fewer actually do write any sort of insight as to why they're taking that sort of action. Can anything be gained from those notes? I mean, are these simply the writings of someone in their own world, someone like an Israel Keyes or something of that nature?
Well, the guy in France, Barrabé, he wrote in his suicide note, wrote about some of the cases that he was guilty of. So, yeah. And in fact, with Israel Keyes, they did hope that he was going to leave some code or some message about these victims that he hadn't named. And Keyes was an interesting one because he was really playing a game with law enforcement. Once he was caught, he was trying to be Ted Bundy without making Bundy's mistakes. And yet he made some mistakes that were actually similar to Bundy. So when he was caught, he wanted to make a deal that because he didn't want his daughter to know what he had done. And so he didn't want this to get into the media, which was kind of ignorant on his part. Mm-hmm. And he said, if you will assure me I can be executed within a year, I will give you, there are eight more victims and I will tell you their names. All they knew about was three because those three were on his computer. And I think they could, honestly, I think they could have just said, okay, we'll sure. do that. Get the names and then say, oh, you know what? Turns out we actually can't do that.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? But anyway, that's not how it happened. Yeah. So when they kept hedging and saying, no, we can't really deliver on that, you know, and tried to get the information from him in a different way, he just decided this is it and maneuvered his way into getting a razor blade that he should have never had. And then he wrote this three-page suicide note, some of it in blood, and also made faces that he left behind that maybe were representative of his victims, but we don't really know because he didn't explain them and he didn't actually explain himself. He ranted in this letter. He used it as sort of a platform, didn't really give any information. So it reveals some things to us about his state of mind and his narcissism, the kind of game he was playing. So that helps criminology, but it didn't help law enforcement with any clues about where his victims were, who they were, or if there were any others.
Why is it that we seem to see, and we're talking, I mean, about different types of killers here a little bit when we're talking about a mass shooter or something of that nature versus a serial killer. In the end, both end up taking out a lot of people, but in very different means. Oftentimes in mass shootings, we do see someone taking their life immediately after. What's the difference in that type of mindset and personality versus your Ted Bundys versus your BTKs and things like that?
Well, about 37% of mass murders are overtly suicidal versus 6.6% of serial killers. So
sure.
That's a big difference. And they've already decided they want to end their life. So it's something we call coercive suicide.
Okay.
They want to end their life and they want to take people with them. Sometimes it's about punishing or leaving a big statement, or they think they're going to be the world's worst mass murderer because they want to be somebody rather than nobody. So we do have a variety of motivations, but they're acting out as mass murderers are an extension of their suicidal impulse. So that's very different from much of what we see with serial killers. In fact, I don't even know of a serial killer who is murdering out of a suicidal impulse. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Sure. No, that does make a lot of sense. When we're talking about these types of individuals and the differences in them like that between a mass murderer, a serial killer, what are some of the, specifically on serial killers, what are some of the public's misconceptions about these individuals when they think they try to understand what they did, why they do these sort of things? And like I was saying earlier on, the thought that they're likely to kill themselves because of remorse and guilt. What are some of the other misconceptions that others have?
I mean, the main misperception is that they're all alike.
Yeah.
And we have, you know, over 5,000 serial killers documented, and they're not all alike. There's a big difference, you know, there's a whole spectrum of personality manifestations among serial killers. Some will have remorse. Some have turned themselves in. Very few, but some have. Some, you know, just are killing. Some are psychologically handicapped in some way. They don't even realize what they're doing or don't have any sense that what they're doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. So they're not all psychopaths.
Yeah.
And even the psychopathic ones have a variety of motivations as well. So that's one of the problems. I actually wrote a blog once. I say the number one question I get asked about serial killers, is it nature? Is it nurture?
Oh.
As if we can measure, and as if it matters that whether we measure, because it doesn't. But each person is different in their response to whatever is happening in their life in terms of turning it toward violence, let alone serial violence. And they're going to all have different measures of how much is this genetics versus things that happen to them and how they process their world. It's a lot about perception and what they, you know, maybe entitlement in some cases. So the idea that there's this uniformity and that there's this profile of a serial killer that you can measure people against is just erroneous. And unfortunately, that comes from a lot of fiction. And it's out there and it sticks in people's minds because it simplifies the picture for them. And it's just not the way it is.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.